happy to welcome to the program a talented singer, songwriter, musician. She's got a great new EP out called Under the Stars. We're joined by Arwen Lewis. Arwen, thank you so much for being with us.
Thank you so much for having me. I'm so excited to be on your show.
Well, the music on the new EP is so good and such a terrific collection on our friend John D. Nicola's Omad Records, and it's the follow-up to your first album, which you did several years ago. That one was a whole lot of your dad's band, Moby Grape songs and some wonderful covers. This one, we get to hear a great mix of some terrific covers, but also some wonderful originals from you.
Thank you. Yeah. I mean, it was really great to get to make the Moby Grape album with John. That was 12 Moby Grape classics. And it was John's idea to have me sing the Moby Grape songs. And then, of course, he had all of the best of the best East Coast musicians play the parts. My dad was, pretty involved. And so was I. John included us, in production decisions and things like that. But that was a great foundation for me to learn how to record with and, learn about music with, really. And then after having that experience, I kind of, took everything I learned from orchestrating parts and recording and, what kind of musicians, would play what parts. I took everything that I learned from that and applied it to this EP Under the Stars that I was very lucky to co-produce. And it was a beautiful experience. And I think that Under the Stars, too, was more along the lines of the genre that I identify with more, though. I love rock and roll. I love Moby Grape. But I think my spirit resides a little bit more in the alternative side of things.
And you said that you have always been fascinated by the universe, so that makes the title that much more appropriate.
Yeah, and it does. It trips me out. And it's so beautiful how, there's so much we know, but so much we don't know. And I am really enthralled with the mystery of everything. But the title, Under the Stars, the meaning really behind that was that everything, all the stories that happened within the songs happened under the stars. And I think, it was generally I think the EP takes you kind of on a musical journey. And I like that there's an ethereal vibe, I think, with some of the rhythms and the guitar riffs and the horns. And I kind of just tried to allow my voice to float around everything. So, the airiness quality of that, I guess.
Well, let's listen to a little bit, if that's all right with you. And this is a song you wrote called Man on the Moon, a little bit of Arwen Lewis. Check it out.
Sometimes I wonder if there's a man on the moon who I could send a wish to from a star. Would he ease my troubles from the days gone by, or tell me that I will make it to where you are? The stars in the sky seem brighter than they did the night before. Did the man on the moon illuminate the sky? For the pale light is shining over me.
It's called Man on the Moon from Arwen Lewis. I listened to that, Arwen, for the first time sitting in a dark room, and I highly recommend that. It was so powerful, and it's such a wonderfully atmospheric song.
Thank you. Yeah. Thank you for listening to it in a dark room. It's like a lullaby. That recording is actually a single that I released, the second recording of that track. And that's me playing piano and singing. And on the EP, there's also this track is on there as well. And it has slide guitar and harmonies and bass and drums. But they were released kind of around the same time. But that was like my alternative version to the original take of that song. But yeah, I always wanted it to sound like, yeah, like sound like the listener is like kind of drifting off into space or into another world. And that's what I think, you know, music and art should do for people. It takes you into another space to, you know, reset your consciousness for a second.
Hi, Arwen. This is Bruce Pratt. I've spent a long time in the music business myself. But what was so beautiful about that song, Hit Me Right Off, it's keyed perfectly to your voice. The tempo is the right groove. There's no artifice in it. I mean, that's just really honest singing and playing. And I was really impressed by it, by the piano accompaniment, because your voice is very rich and it's lovely to listen to. And the chords were just so perfectly aligned with the melody. I was really impressed. This is the first time I've heard it, but it won't be the last.
Well, thank you so much. Yeah. Well, when I originally wrote the song, I wrote it on a Gibson Blues Hawk, an electric guitar. And my dad initially was kind of helping me with the chords. And I just had, it's in the key of G major. So it was going from G to C. And there are little chord inversions that my dad kind of helps me with. Like at one point in part of the verse, like the last chord is a C ninth, so it changes the timbre of the chord a little bit. And then there's a different inversion, like usually like the C major chord on the guitar has one shape.
Yep.
If you move it up a whole step, and you can play D major, but then if you you know, do an arpeggio in that spot, it sounds different than if you play it in the traditional D major chord. So I took those kind of notes and inversions that I kind of figured out on the guitar on my own and with my dad, and transposed it to the piano. And I worked with a great producer on the piano version of it. It was, his name is Zach Madden. He has a studio in Goleta, California called Goodland Sound. And I was just going to check out the studio, and Zach was like, "Why don't you try, you know, recording something just so you can hear what it sounds like?" I had never recorded anything with piano before, and so I sat at the piano, and he suggested, you know, playing less over playing more, especially when I'm singing, to give it that ethereal vibe. And we tried it out, and then I left an hour later with a track, and I sent it to John DeNicola and asked if he would put the single out. And he was like, "Yeah, sure." And so there it is.
It's really, really beautiful.
It's wonderful. Well, let's stay with the moon theme and listen to your version of a Moby Grape song here. This is Black Moon.
Of town, couldn't get a nickel for the riches they found. Walking every day on the beaches of a windy sea.
That's Arwen Lewis and her version of Black Moon. Love that too, Arwen. That is terrific.
Oh, I just love those lyrics. My dad wrote it about Santa Cruz, and kind of about, you know, he wrote it when he was in Santa Cruz and about the process of songwriting, and then he used, of course, all the imagery of the sky and the sea and the black moon to tell a little story poetically. And I had a little three chord country progression that I thought the lyrics would fit nicely to, so I started with that. And then my co-producer and I, Jonathan McEwen, and I decided to put it on the record. So we took, you know, he played the acoustic rhythm, and we went over to the engineer Graham Palmer's studio called Surprise Studio in Buellton, California. We laid that down, and then fantastic drummer named Austin Beatty, who did all the drums on the entire EP, like in one take for each song, put the drums down. Very talented artist named Jason Achilles played slide guitar on my request with, I think, maybe a beer bottle, I'm not sure. And then Jonathan went in there and he arranged the three-part harmony, and those are literally all one take. And I guess Jason Achilles had suggested that I do another harmony at the back end. So I did that. And then we were like, okay, the song is done. And there it is. But and, I love those. Oh. I love the music, the way like I got to redo it with all these great people. And yeah, I really love the imagery that my dad created. And he has a really cool version of him finger picking. I'm doing a really beautiful finger picking guitar part and then singing those lyrics over. I don't know if you can find it anywhere, but you know, there might be a bootleg recording of it somewhere.
Well, you got a couple of other great covers on the new EP, a terrific jazzy version of Jackson Browne's Doctor My Eyes, and a wonderful take on Joni Mitchell's I Think I Understand.
Yeah. Do you want me to tell you about both of them?
Please do. Yeah.
Yeah. So Doctor My Eyes, I was just listening to the song one night and I was like, I would like to sing this song. I love the piano riff that Jackson Browne plays, and I watched a video of him doing it, and I was like, he looks so cool with his sunglasses on, like playing the song. I want to be like him. And then I called Jonathan, my co-producer, and asked, because I knew that he could literally put any track you want, you know, him to put together for you, because he's just an incredible arranger and musician and performer himself. And I said, can we, you know, try this for my EP? And he said, sure. And so anyway, he came up with that kind of bluesy keyboard thing that's not exactly the same riff. He was just moving the chords instead of playing the actual piano riff that Jackson Browne played. And then he laid down a guide vocal for me to find, you know, I had to find a way to sing the song, like, in my own way. And I did that. And then he put down those background vocals that are a little more bluesy and jazzy. And this fantastic trumpeter named Jeff Elliott, he put trumpets on it, and that was my idea. And that really added that the New Orleans-y vibe, I think. And
absolutely.
We were at Graham's at the in his recording studio, Graham Palmer's Surprise Studio, and Graham suggested that we finish the song with some hand clapping. And so we did that, and, you know, the track was done, and we were all stoked with it. And then, I think I understand. This is my dad had originally recorded that song for himself to sing, and the guitar, the electric guitar riff that has some distortion on there on the recording, my dad, I don't know, for some reason, I asked him if he wasn't going to use the song for himself, if I could take the guitar track off of his recording so I could use it for my EP, because I love the song, and he arranged, that's his arrangement, and very, very different than the way Joni Mitchell did it, but her lyrics are just gorgeous, and I resonated with them, and so I got like a CD. That was when my old computer still took CDs. I just put the CD and put it in my Mac and got one wave file. For some reason, the tracks had been kind of distorted, but I got one wave file with that one guitar part, but it was like insanely like hot and distorted, like you could hardly comprehend it. For some reason, it was in the transfer from my dad's BR-1180 to the CD. And to my computer. And so I gave that to Graham and he fixed it. And I liked a little bit of the distortion. I think it gave it kind of, you know, like I think especially when you're an indie and alternative artist, you have the freedom to basically do whatever you want and, you know, hope that it turns out nicely. But yeah, we were listening to that and Jonathan suggested like a backward shuffle for the drum beat, which I never would have thought of, but it fit perfectly with that track. And then, yeah, we just, I think Jonathan played bass on that, and then we took all those tracks over to Graham's, and I recorded my vocal, and I mean, just to be able to sing any one of Joni Mitchell's songs and release it and have it be well-received is just, an honor, to say the least. So that song's really special to me, along, you know, with where it came from, like from my dad arranging it, too.
Along with the great music, people can hear you talk to some very talented folks as well. Can you fill us in a little bit on what goes on in the Arwen Lewis Show?
Yeah. Oh, thanks for asking. So I have my own podcast. It's a music podcast. And last year I was booking a concert series and producing and doing the live sound for a concert series at the Hitching Post Tasting Room, which is a restaurant and winery in Buellton. I don't know if you've seen the movie Sideways.
Oh, yes.
So it's the Hitching Post is where the restaurant where the Moira, is that her name?
I think so. Yeah, yeah.
Yeah, it's where she works. The waitress works there, and you know, it's where the Pinot Noir that Miles loves is from. And he goes to the bar and whatever. They filmed it sideways there, so that's his claim to fame. And my executive producer of my radio show, Jeremiah Higgins, wanted to interview the owner of Hitching Post, Frank Ostini, because Jeremiah he interviews people in food, entertainment, and music for his show. And so, of course, everybody wants to interview Frank. And Frank was so generous. He said, Arwin, why don't you come on the show with me, and we can talk about the concert series and share your music, you know, with more people. I said, well, of course, I would love to do that. Thank you. We did that. And then Jeremiah invited me to bring the guests from the concert series and co-host, interviewing them about their music, producing or and promoting the concert series. And from there, he said, you're very good at interviewing people. Would you like your own show? And I said, well, yeah, I've never thought about that, but I'd love to. So it's been, I've done almost 100 episodes now. It's been about a year. And we're the station we were originally on in Santa Barbara sold. So it was terrestrial radio, but now we're on streaming stations, as well as Pantheon Podcast has given me and all Evolve Entertainment, which is our network. We all have our own channels on Pantheon, so you can listen at any of your favorite digital listening platforms. And yeah, I get to interview indie artists, and I've had some music royalty, like, of course, John, my dad, and then I got to interview Ed Stasium, which was amazing. He produced the Ramones and so many more people. Gladys Knight's and the Pips. He engineered and recorded, I think, Midnight Train to Georgia. He just said he was in the right place in the right time. And, of course, he has golden ears, too, so there's that. Gosh, and yeah, just what's been so cool about that is to connect to so many artists who I never would have heard of before. And I love every conversation I have and every piece of music that I get to discover. And I can't keep up with all of the inquiries about getting on the show. So that's a good sign, I guess.
Absolutely. Well, you can get more information by going to Arwin's website. It is Arwin Lewis, L-E-W-I-S, arwinlewismusic.com. By the way, I'd be remiss if I didn't mention too, I absolutely love your version of Murder in My Heart for the Judge from your debut album. It is so great.
I love that song, too. Thank you. It was very, very fun singing that in the studio, which is where those performances will stay.
Well, the new EP is called Under the Stars. Check it out. Some wonderful music from the very talented Arwin Lewis. It's been wonderful to talk with you this afternoon. We wish you much success with the EP and hope to have you back again sometime.
Thank you so much for having me on, Rich. I hope you have a great day.
Thank you. Arwin Lewis with us here on Downtown.